When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Well, it's true. I got only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me. I can't refuse it. I didn't seek it. I didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account. If I abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. And I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be on with you, wherever you may be in the world. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with me here on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show. And I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for your listening. I'm grateful for your sharing this with your friends and family members, telling your coworkers, hey, have you heard Willie Jolly's show? Are you part of the family or the Jolly family here that listens on the radio, or listens on the podcast? If not, you better get with it, because he's bringing these life-changing interviews to all of us, and all you got to do is listen, invest a little time, and it can change your life. And that's what we want to do. We want to inspire you. We want to be intentional in inspiring and encouraging and uplifting you and empowering you to do bigger, better, greater, grander, more powerful things with your life, and to leave a legacy so that when your time comes to die, that even the undertaker will be sad to see you go. And when you're gone, people will still be talking about the impact you had on them and on their lives. So that's why I'm excited about the opportunity to be on here today with you. Now, I start by thanking God every show, giving God some glory. Now, I know everybody doesn't believe like I believe, and I'm not trying to convert you. I'm trying to just let you know, everybody who listens know, that I am a grateful man because I've seen what God has done in my life and how he has transformed my life and turned my life around. And so I've got to take a moment to thank him. I got to thank him publicly. I thank him from the rooftops. I thank him whenever I get a chance because I'm grateful. And so when you're grateful, you have an attitude of gratitude. You are willing to thank God for life and strength and understand that God's gift to us is life and the gifts and talents that you were given. You didn't have to do anything for those gifts. So God's gift to us is life. And our gift to God is what we do with our life, with the gifts and talents he has given us. I say you should use them, maximize them, develop them, grow them, and empower others through your giftings, your talents, and then you will make a difference. Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank God. I want to thank my sponsor. I want to take a moment. I'm so excited that we've developed a relationship with an incredible bank financial organization called Truist. I want to thank them for sponsoring us. Two great banks came together to create an even greater bank, Truist. They have shared their love for people. We've had the CEO on. They've shared their love for communities, how they're reaching communities all over America, underserved communities and small business organizations, and all the people who are really striving to do more, be more, and achieve more. And so we are grateful that Truist has stepped up and said, we want to be a part of you. We love what you're doing. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. So they have been our sponsor. They have been wonderful. Let me say wonderful to work with. So I'm very grateful. So see what the future of finance is shaping up to be at Truist.com. That's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Truist Bank, member FDIC. All right, now. I have told you about our sponsor. I have told you about how grateful I am to you, and I've given God glory. Now I'm going to tell you about my guest. You know, every now and then, folks, something comes along my path that I know it's God ordained. I mean, I just know it was meant to be. And I'm going to tell you about this guest because this is not one of my regular guests. He's a well-known author. He's a very impactful person in Ohio and now nationally. But my friend, Dr. Staren Harris, Dr. Breakthrough, he's been on this show before, called me. I said, Dr. Jolly, I know that people call you about great people who should be on your show. You get it all the time. I say, I get it all the time. And I'm very clear. I tell people, I love you, man, but I just can't do it. He said, but just take a moment. I want you to take a moment just to meet my friend, Dr. Johannes J. Christian. I said, okay. And I'm like, okay, I got a minute. And Dr. Stan's such a great spirit. And this gentleman gets on the phone and I hear his story. And then I hear his heart. And then it's like the Spirit said, you got to interview this man because somebody who is listening is going to be changed. Their life is going to be changed forever because of this interview. I talked to him for about 15 minutes. I did not want to hang up. I said, can you jump on with me right now? This is my kind of interview. Let me just set it up. On a dark Ohio interstate in the waning hours of July the 9th, 2001, the Reverend Dr. Johannes J. Christian's life changed forever. One moment, he's checking his watch, counting the minutes until he arrives home in Columbus, Ohio, after attending the dedication of a grandchild in Peoria, Illinois. The next moment, this man is clinging to life in a Dayton area hospital. After being struck in the face by a 7-pound rock thrown from an overpass by a troubled youth, the accident leaves him blinded, permanently disfigured, and in constant pain. How can he muster the strength to live, let alone forgive the very person that nearly destroyed his life, that almost killed him? Out of that experience came The Face of Forgiveness, a terrific book that is changing people's lives around the world. People are talking about the impact this book is having on people who are stuck in anger, bitterness. And we have stories of people who are online who said, I was in business, I was running my business, but I was stuck, unable to grow because of anger, bitterness. And it wasn't until I heard this man that I learned to forgive, and my business exploded and bloomed and blossomed and grew exponentially. My guest today is that man, Dr. Johannes J. Christian Doc, the Christian. Welcome to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, I gave them the story. Why don't you just, you go ahead and tell them. I gave them the story, but you tell them how it happened and what happened and where you went from there.
I can tell that story. You know, it was 11:30 at night. I had just checked my watch because I had a 15-year-old foster son that was riding with me by the name of Brian Rainier.
What was his name?
His name was Brian Rainier.
Brian McNear.
Rainier.
Rainier. Okay, well, Brian Rainier.
He had gone out to Peoria with me to celebrate the baby dedication of my grandson. And he had been with me about 30 days. And you know how sometimes you just click with a person? I'd been a foster parent for many, many years and didn't always click with everybody that came through my doors. But this young man was different. He just clicked. I had a couple others that did similar, just click because they were looking for daddy, which is, and I was there. So Brian got to take the trip with me. And I was never so glad that I didn't listen to a 15-year-old. He got in that car and all he wanted to do was drive. He wanted to drive the car. I could drive. I could get you there. I know I can do it. And I said, you don't have a license. You have a permit. I'm not an idiot. You can't drive. And but he sat there and he just did the trip. But just before that 11:30, when I looked at my watch, he had asked me a question. And he said, what's your favorite scripture? Because, you know, he was at that age where I don't know if I believe, but I want to believe and I've been taught to believe. And I flipped out my little Bible that I had in my shirt pocket and I turned to Philippians and I said, this is my favorite scripture. I can do all things through Christ. And I had gotten that out of my mouth. He sat back and kind of pondered on it. And that's the last thing I remember. Mm. Continued down the road. And just a few minutes later, there were three boys up on top of a bridge over top of a freeway. And they had dropped a rock on a car that went down before me. And bam, it hit the back end of the car. And the boys got spoofed. And so the young man that was throwing the rock said, let's go, man. The cops are going to be out here. We got to get out of here. And then the other boy said, listen, you're going to kill somebody. You got to get out of here. And Jacob, the young man who was throwing the rocks, turned to him and said, you don't get it. You don't get it. He said, that's why I'm up here. I'm up here and I want to kill somebody. Mm. A few minutes later, I came down the road doing about 70 miles an hour and he dropped the rock off the bridge. The velocity of the rock falling in the car, moving at 70 miles an hour, was like a bomb exploded. It came through the windshield of the car, and the only thing it hit was my face. Mm. That rock knocked and broke every bone in my face. The plastic surgeon said when he was taking the bones out, it was like sawdust. That's how smashed the bones were. Brian spent the next couple of minutes getting the car off the road. And then he just panicked. He didn't know what to do. I'm laying there with blood everywhere. And he couldn't tell if I was dead or alive. He got
Who was that? You said it again. Brian took to the
Brian,
wheel.
The young boy. The young man in the car. Brian.
Brian took the wheel.
Yeah, he took the wheel and guided the car off the road. We didn't hit anything. He got out and tried to wave down cars, but nobody stopped him for a young black boy in the middle of the night on a highway. But he got back in the car, found my cell phone, and he called the 911. The ambulance got there, got me to the nearest hospital, which would have been in Springfield. They patched me up a little bit, put a trach in my throat, and air-flighted me to the Miami Valley Hospital in Dayton. And, you know, God was on duty that night. He orchestrates things, as you have already shared with me, Dr. Jolly. But God can orchestrate life. He does our lives. And that night, there was a plastic surgeon in the trauma center who was not normally there that hour of the night. And they called him. He came down to the emergency room and immediately began working on me, got me up to the surgery ward and began to take stuff out. He worked all night tirelessly on my face, trying to figure out what to do. Remember now,
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back. I'm so intrigued. I want y'all to hear the rest of this story because the best part of the story is still yet to come. So I am telling you, you know, I say at the end of every show and every segment that the best is yet to come. This is one time when I'm telling you, do not turn off your radio or stop listening to this podcast because the best is still yet to come. This is Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources. And then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. A to the D to the T to the I to the T to the U to the D to the E. A to the D to the T to the I to the T to the U to the D to the E. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's all about your attitude. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show with my special guest, Dr. Johannes J. Christian. Did I say it correctly, Johannes?
Yes, sir. I'd say Johannes. Right. Johannes J. Christian.
Mm-hmm. He was a pastor who was driving home one night from the dedication of a grandchild, and a troubled youth stood on top of a freeway overpass and dropped a rock, a 7-pound rock, big old rock, down from this overpass. And with the flight of the rock, and the car going 70 miles an hour, when it came through the windshield, it exploded and it hit the face of Dr. Johannes J. Christian. Destroyed his face, broke every bone in his face, and impacted his eyesight. Go on, Dr. Christian.
After they got me up to the surgical ward and the Dr. Stephen Schmidt, the plastic surgeon, began working with me. Remember that when the rock hit me, my eyes had totally come out of my head. I'd lost my nose and all the bones up to the middle of my mouth, the bridge of my mouth, everything had been smashed. And he was pulling bones out. And he said it was just like picking up pieces of sawdust or grit. And the doctors had talked to my sons. By that time, they had gotten to Dayton. We were about an hour from Columbus. And my oldest son came in, and when he saw me, he just collapsed. He just couldn't believe. He called his wife and said, you know, Daddy's alive, but he doesn't have a face. His face is gone. And
he said, your face is gone?
Yeah, it was gone. If you could imagine, everything here is all, it's all missing. It's all smashed. It's the skin and everything is
everything gone. And what we know as a face is gone.
It's gone.
And, wow.
You know, they had a trach so I could breathe. They put that in either out on the road when they picked me up or at the hospital. And I was just clinging to life. You know, I had two daughters that were down in Denver. They were driving, flying up as soon as they got the word, and they were driving a car when I say flying. And my daughter in Peoria, who I had just visited, was on her way, and my two boys were already there. They just began praying. And, you know, they were PK kids, so they knew how to pray if they didn't know how to do anything else.
Yes.
They could pray and they could preach like Daddy and shout like all the other saints in the church. So, but as I laid there, you know, I really had no concept of what's happening. What I'm telling you now is what the doctors and my children have told me so that I would have a recollection. But God had me set up because he had one of the best plastic surgeons in the world. And over time, Dr. Schmidt counted it an honor just to be able to serve a servant of God. And I was grateful for him. You'll later find out we did some things that were pretty miraculous by themselves. But right now, he's restoring me. He asked me if you could, I can make you look like anybody that you want me to make you look like. Who would it be? And I told him, make me look like Denzel Washington. You know, I saw him in The Preacher's Wife, and I just knew Denzel was the catch of the yowl. I figured that, hey, what I got to lose, you're the plastic surgeon. So I made it. But I was laying there in the bed. I was laying there. They were moving me back and forth. You can imagine it.
So the plastic surgeon is working on you.
Yes, sir. Working. My kids have given them a picture of what I look like. And I'm laying in the bed trying to recover, trying to make heads or tails of what's going on. I'm really out of it, really out of it. Just have no knowledge of what's going on. My head is as big as a watermelon. They're running me back and forth to surgeries. You can imagine I had 40 surgeries done. And
you had 40 surgeries over the time since you've had that accident.
Yes, for my total recovery. And they wanted to do one more to take away a scar, but I told him it was going to stay with me. But that's the only scar that I have left.
Well, now, that once you found out next, after you had the facial disfigurement, you realized something else. Eyesight.
I'm blind. And, you know, growing up in the church and being a Pentecostal Baptist preacher, I just knew that ultimately God was just going to restore my sight. So there was nothing to it. It was not a big job for God. He was just going to bring my eyesight back. I thought that the bandages all over my head were just there to, you know, because I was healing. And it would be weeks before I knew that I'd be totally blind.
Wow.
And, we had a specialist flown in from Texas, and we thought there was a chance that they might have been able to knit one of the eyes back, but it was not to be. And I was laying there in the bed and trying to make head or tails, and I'm mad at God. I'm mad at the world. And, you know, I wish I could say I was that great holy preacher and it didn't bother me, but man, this thing was real and it was life and it hurt.
Wow.
I've been to preaching since I was 20 and I was 50 and had given God my entire life. And I couldn't believe something like this could happen. My kids didn't believe it. They thought I was bigger than life. They couldn't believe anything could ever happen to me.
And you have five children, correct?
Five yeah. children. Three girls and two boys. And
well, here's the rest of the story though, folks.
Yeah.
It took him, how long did it take you to get out of the hospital?
I came home in September. I got
from July to September, you were in the hospital. Yeah. You came home face disfigured. You came home with a trach. You came home, you went left home being able to be sighted. You came home with blind. No sight, blind. And yet, you found something that made you say, I'm going to forgive this boy. Tell us about that.
You know, I believe God speaks, and he speaks to me. And it was such as clear as our conversation that I needed to forgive Jacob. And I wasn't sure what to do with that. And so I was like Job, I began to barter with God. What are you talking about? Forgive him. This man has ruined my life. My kids are mad. Everybody's mad at the world. And you want me, and the Lord helped me to you know how they say that when you're dying, your life flashes before your eyes. And God kind of reminded me of all the things that I've done in my life that he had to forgive me for. Mm. And how he provided salvation. And I needed to be given. He kept reminding me with the words from the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. And I was like, I don't want to hear this, God. And God kept saying, you need to hear it. He said, on the cross, I said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I said, this kid knew what he was doing. He said he was going to kill somebody. You want me to forgive the person that tried to kill me? And you know, you don't argue with God because, you know, somebody said your arms are too short. The box was a...
Right.
I surrender to his will. I listened to my children, and I had heard my oldest son talking to my oldest brother, and he said, Daddy's running back and forth to court. He said, they led me behind the courthouse with this kid one time. He wouldn't even need to have a jury. He wouldn't even need to have a trial. And I heard him when he said that, and I raised up out the bed, and I said, his name was Tyrone. I said, come here. He came to me and I had the trach and put my finger on it so I could talk. And I said, we're Christians. It's not just our name. It's who we are. It's our lifestyle. And he left. And that was the most traumatic experience for me. Because I don't want my kids going to hell because they hate this kid.
There's a piece in one of the articles you said, I'm not going to let a rock send me to hell.
Exactly. That's exactly. I told him, I said, I'm just not going to allow a rock to send me or my children to hell.
Wow. Well, let me tell you the rest of the story, folks. First of all, he has forgiven the young man.
Yes.
And then he led the young man to the Lord.
Yes.
And that young man's life has been changed. He's gone on to get his GED. He's gone on to get his college. He's gone on to have some productivity in his life. But more importantly, this book has helped people. We got family members who won't talk to each other because they were angry with each other, to forgive each other. We have business partners who had fallen out of favor with each other, who've learned to forgive each other. This book has created a whole stream of success stories of people. What's the name of the book, Doc?
The Face of Forgiveness.
The Face of Forgiveness. It's available on Amazon, I assume.
Yes, sir. On Amazon, go to my website, see me. I got a stack in my bedroom.
What's the name of your website, Doc?
Face of Forgiveness.
Face of Forgiveness. Folks, look, we got more to tell because there's more to this story and there's some lessons that will change your life and change your family's life. We're going to take a station identification break. We're going to come back after this station identification break, and you're going to hear more about how Dr. Johannes J. Christian was able to get through this just traumatic incident, this tragedy, and yet to forgive and then go on to change people's lives globally. He's about to do a big walk from Ohio to Washington, D.C. We want you to know about that, as well as he's doing other events to impact people, to grow them, and to grow their capacity. And forgiveness doesn't just happen with what is going out, but also what is coming in and the impact it's having on you and your health and wealth. As a man forgives, so shall he thought to grow. And that is what he is teaching people. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. We'll be right back on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years, we wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, and now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store, get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show across America, and I'm grateful for each and every one of you. I want to encourage everybody to do a couple things. One, to go to winwithwillie.com. Winwithwillie.com. That's my website where you get access to all of my websites in one spot. I got a number of websites. We got a number of things we do that impact people. We've got faith-based programming. We've got business program. We got entrepreneurial focus. We've got motivation for young people. We've got marriage. And now we're adding money to help you with those money issues, to help you grow your wealth, not just be rich, but wealth. So go to winwithwillie.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Once a week, I send out a newsletter about the guests that I'm interviewing on my XM show or on my podcast that will be available. And then the lessons that I learned, because I'm learning just like y'all are learning. I'm taking notes after this interview. I will sit here and listen to it again and write down all the notes that will bless me. And then I put those lessons, those pearls, into a newsletter article, short article that will empower you. And then also Monday through Friday, every day, Monday through Friday, many people hear me on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell with Wake Up and Win with Dr. Willie Jolly, syndicated radio across America. But for those who don't hear that, you can now get a 1 minute video message of the same message I have on the radio. 1 minute of motivation. We have so many people saying, wow, it changes my day every morning. I make it now part of my routine to listen. I got to hear it before I go into work or before I get started with my day. I got to listen to your 1 minute message because it's always profound. I didn't do it. It comes through me, not from me. So I give God glory. And then we've got some materials for our marriage show. You know, we got a show on Monday nights. It's called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, the broadcast. And Monday night on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, or on my LinkedIn Live page, Willie Jolly LinkedIn, where we talk about marriage. My wife and I have been married for 36 years, have written a book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, 10 Secrets to Shape a Great Marriage. So we want you all to be impacted and help your relationships to grow and stay together rather than giving the money to the divorce lawyer. So join us at winwithwillie.com. Get access to everything, all our sites. Then I want to take a moment again to thank our sponsor, Truist. We're sponsored by Truist, the bank that's here for better. BB&T and SunTrust merged to form Truist with a shared purpose to inspire and build better lives and communities. Let me give you one example of what that means. Truist has come up with something called the Truist Community Benefits Plan. They've earmarked $60 billion, that's right, billion with a B, to invest in affordable housing, nonprofit support, and small business growth over the next 3 years. So you can see that while Truist is committed to a better banking experience for you, they're just as committed to giving back to the community and creating meaningful change for all people who are striving to do more, be more, achieve more. I hope you'll check them out at Truist.com. Let me spell it for you. It's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Truist Financial, member FDIC. My guest, as I said, is Dr. Johannes. You call him whatever way you want it, but he's a bad man, Jay Christian, who is the founder of Face of Forgiveness. Now, tell us about this walk you're going to be doing, Dr. Christian.
Well, from October 15th to the 30th, I'm going to leave Columbus, Ohio, and walk to Washington, D.C. It's not my first walk, so I need to let you know I've walked across the state of Ohio from north to south, from Cincinnati to Cleveland, through Columbus, Ohio. But this walk is kind of different. This walk is being called the Forgiveness, Reconciliation, and Uniting America Walk. I believe that we need to have conversations about forgiveness. We got people killing each other rather than sitting down and trying to iron out a problem. We got people killing each other because they're angry with somebody else. They just shoot whoever comes their way. We need to have a conversation about forgiveness and what it means and reconciliation. Instead of popping the gun, we ought to be having conversations about how we can reconcile the differences that we have in our community. And then the last thing is I believe that if we have these conversations, it will unite this country we call America, or the country we call the United States of America. I believe that Philippians 7:14, even though it doesn't say the United States, it was meant for the Jewish people in the Old Testament. But I believe the principle holds firm today, that if we, God's people, would humble ourselves, pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he would heal our land. And I believe that this walk will spur the conversation that we need to have so that God can heal our land.
Wow.
It's October 15th through the 30th. On the 30th, we have a rally at the Martin Luther King Monument. And then on the 30th, and that's at 10 a.m., and at 6 p.m., we have a black tie red carpet event that's going to be at the St. Thomas Orthodox Indian Church in Silver Springs, Maryland.
Okay, so if people want to be supportive, they want to be a part of it, where do they go to get information?
They need to go to my website, faceofforgiveness.com. Faceofforgiveness.com. You can also go to my Facebook page. Follow me on Facebook, Rev. Dr. Johannes Christian on Facebook. And also there's a Facebook page for the Face of Forgiveness. And you can get the information there.
Wow. So let me, for those who might have just joined us, but just say, well, who is he talking to today? What is this all about? This is a guy who was a pastor who had gone to the dedication of his grandchild, took his foster son, Brian, with him. They were driving back to Columbus, Ohio. A troubled youth takes a rock, a 7-pound rock, and throws it from the overpass. So now this rock is coming down and Dr. Christian's car is moving 70 miles an hour and the rock hits the windshield and hits his face and explodes his face, destroys his face, disfigures his face, destroys every bone in his face, wipes out his face, but then also takes his eyesight. Thank God Brian was able to pull the car over to the side. Even in his panic mode, he found the cell phone and called 911. They took him to the closest hospital and then airlifted him to a hospital in Dayton, Ohio, where there was a more advanced medical team because this was a life and death situation. And it just so happened that one of the top plastic surgeons was there that evening and went to work immediately on Dr. Christian's face. And over 40 surgeries and years of recovery, Dr. Christian has continued to do incredible things in terms of writing the book, now doing this walk from Columbus, Ohio to DC, but also to forgive and teach people to forgive and do it with this young man who was a troubled youth, to forgive him and encourage him to go on and live a better life. He did 12 years from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He wanted a judicial release, and 3 years ago we let him out. My family and I signed papers so that...
You know, what is so amazing is that your level of forgiveness has transformed your family.
Yes, yes.
Transformed your community.
Yes.
And the book has transformed people's lives all over the world, yes, who were, as I said, not talking to their family members, who were disenfranchised from their organizations, yeah, who let the bitterness of anger, mm-hmm, eat them up. And you've said, let it go. Just, yeah, let it go, because you will grow when you let it go. That one we could write out a new book. There's you can book. Grow when you let it go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, you so can. So let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
Now that you're not able to see, do you still dream?
Yes, sir, I dream.
And can you see in your dreams?
Yes, sir.
And do you see in color?
You know, I do.
Wow, 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 wow.
I do.
Yeah. And you've forgiven this young man who now has gone on to give his life to the Lord.
Yeah.
And has gone on to get his GED and thought some college courses.
Yeah. And in agriculture right now.
He's wow. And you say that it took you a while. You know, this wasn't just something that happened overnight, but you kept listening to what God had for you, and God had a bigger ministry. Oh, yeah, you had your church then, but now you're global. People are reaching out. You've been on radio and television and programs all over the globe because of this story. Do you sometimes now see it from a whole nother perspective?
Definitely, definitely. You know, sometimes what Satan means for bad, and I've heard this, and I've heard it over my life, but I didn't really realize it until it happened. But I believe that God can turn it around for good. And I had a good ministry. I was a good dad before the incident, but God made it better in the midst of it being worse. You know, he's allowed me to travel the world on mission projects. I've done 8 projects blind.
Wow.
In Central, South America, Africa, the Caribbean, where my family is from, Canada. I mean, I've been places that I never dreamt I would go.
Wow.
You know, as a result of this, to be able to tell the story, but to change lives. Because, you know, Dr. Willie, it's not about me, Dr. Jolly. It's about what the power of God can do.
Yes.
When people let go of hatred and animosity and anger, which makes them sick, they have ulcers and stress, they have strokes, they stress out. God doesn't want us that way. He wants us to forgive those the way we want to be forgiven, and that begins to change the psyche of our mind. He can then use us. You can then grow your business. You can then be the entrepreneur that you want to be and start new things because you're dreaming, because you're free.
Wow. I love in an interview you did one, you said, when you are holding animosity, it becomes a roadblock. It becomes a stumbling block to your health, your healing, and your wealth. Yes. It keeps you from being free to say, you know what? I'm free to go and do and exchange and love and live fully because I don't have that big old boulder on my back or that big, yes, old weight on me. I mean, this book is changing people's minds and lives incredible ways. And not only did you forgive them, but you told you, you forgave him. You went and told him, not just wrote it.
I went to the prison. I spent a day in prison, not behind the windows. We had a room, sat down at the table.
Wow. Woo, this is such a good story. Well, we're going to come back, folks. He's going to tell you that you got us. You know, I talked about everybody about the you got us and how do you find your way to be all you can be. You're going to be amazed at the rest of this story. This is Dr. Willie Jolly and the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me.
Call me. You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
You can call,
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you grow you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly and the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show from coast to coast, border to border, as my friend Joe Madison says. And this is one of those interviews that I know was God ordained because it was different for the type of shows that I do. But my friend, Dr. Stan Harris, called me and we talked and he introduced me over the phone to Dr. Johannes J. Christian. And I was initially saying, Dr. Harris, you know what kind of shows I do. I am very focused. But as I talked to Dr. Christian, it took me just a few minutes to know that this was meant for me to put on the air because somebody, I don't know what that somebody is, but somebody listening right now, their life is being changed right now because they've been struggling with a forgiveness issue. They've been struggling with this, and it's weighing them down. They can't sleep at night. They are thinking about it all day long. They're mad. They're angry. Every time they think about this person or what they did to them and how they did them wrong or whatever, they just get all bent out of shape again, and they can't focus. And God said, I've got to show them that forgiveness is the key to unlock the wealth that is in front of them. All they got to do is learn to forgive. And they got to hear a story to give them encouragement. A man whose life was transformed, not positively, or if not, transformed is usually a positive word, but it is transformed because out of that negative came all of these incredible positives. A book that's gone on to have impact globally, a ministry that's impacting people. And now he's about to do a walk from Columbus, Ohio to Washington, D.C. that will impact people. They're going to meet at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial at 10 o'clock on October the 30th and then have a big black tie dinner that night. That means people are coming from all over to say what you have done for us. Dr. Christian, your ministry of forgiveness has changed our lives. You're learning how to let it go. You know, we've heard let God and let go, but now we're saying let go of that anger, let go of that hatred, let go of that bitterness. Well, Doc, why don't you tell us in a few minutes, we got a few minutes left, the You Got Us. Now, let me tell you what the You Got Us is. Doc, you're coming to D.C. So let's say when you were in D.C., you're coming to D.C., you're walking to D.C., and I picked you up and I took you over to Howard University or Georgetown or GW or American University or Catholic University or one of the great universities we have here in Washington, D.C., and we went to a business class, and there are these business students who want to be successful. They want to learn how to be great. They want to do great things with their lives. What do you tell them? Here you got us. Here's some you got us. A few you got us. You got to do this if you're going to be successful. Tell them some of the things you got to do.
Well, I think you've got to be real to yourself. You know, sometimes we can have all the best plans, but if you're not at peace with yourself, if you really aren't at peace with God and peace with your fellow man, it's really impossible to be the success that you want to be. Mm. And there may be some folk out there that break the rule, but for the most part, people who really are making it as entrepreneurs, who are really making it as business people, have really learned how to love themselves. A principle that I learned was that you can't love your others until you've learned how to love yourself.
Amen.
And so you really got to love yourself to be at peace with the rest of the world. Now, how does that happen if you've been wounded? And a lot of us have been. We got folk been sexually abused, molested as children. We got wives who had husbands cheat on them, run out of them, run off and left them holding the baby. We got folk who were told they were dumb and stupid, couldn't learn, couldn't do nothing, but never amount to nothing. And so we'd held all that stuff in. And I'm telling you, what we need to do is let it all out and forgive the folk and move on down the road.
Come on.
You know, when I was young, they told me I was stupid. I had dyslexia, had really had problems trying to read. And they said that I would need to be in a special class. My mother fought and said, no. She said, you got to do this. You got to pull it together. No matter what's going on in your brain, you got to learn how to read. You know, so you got to find out who you are.
Okay.
And be at peace with those that are around you. Or great. You just can't be the business person you want to be.
That's who you got to. Now, I know you got to forgive people. Talk about that a little
bit. You got to forgive. You got to, you know, folks said all kinds of bad things about said things, done something, you know, Medea said, you know, they talked about Jesus, so they'll talk about you. So you got to forgive and move on down the road.
Yes.
You just can't. If you don't forgive, let me help. You can't think straight. People walking around popping nitro pills because they haven't forgiven. They got all that animosity filled up inside of them, and their heart doesn't know what to do with it. You got blood pressure problems. You're having strokes. You know, if you just let go of the stuff that's inside of you, it would allow you to be at peace with yourself. Now, you think you're forgiving that person because it's the nice thing to do and it'll help them. In reality, you forgive those persons and it's for you. Because you are the one that will benefit. You're the one that will be at peace. You're the one that will have a better relationship with yourself and the people around you. But most of all, you have a better relationship with God. Why? Because you're doing what God said to do.
My. You know, folks, when he was saying that, it came back to a thought in my mind that people will not forgive and carry around this anger, this thought of that person in their mind. And they're letting that person live rent-free in their brain and just continue to let them live rent-free all day long. They're living in your brain where you thinking about them. They're going on with their life, but you dealing with them. But you got to let it go. You got to let it go. It's not worth your health. It's not worth your wealth that is untapped because you're focusing with this person all day long. Third thing, we talked offline about your attitude. Talked about your attitude and how that played a major part in your recovery. Talk about that, Doc.
Exactly. You know, my attitude is one that, you know, I was getting ready, going through depression of states and just didn't know what to do with it. But you know, when you create a positive attitude, an attitude that says, I can do all things, I can do whatever I set my mind out to do, I'm telling you, that changes the world around you. People wonder, how do you get from place to place? Man, I have an attitude that said I can do it. I am, you know, I grew up in the era of Jesse Jackson. I am somebody. God made me special. And I came to know that through this whole incident. Man, when you know who you are and whose you are, there's nothing that can stop you.
Man, that's powerful. And the last thing he had read before this incident, I could do all things through Christ. That was God setting him up. That was a God orchestration that the little boy would say to him, tell me your favorite scripture. He pulls out his Bible and says, it's simple. I can do all things. That all things includes overcoming a tragic incident and a preposition to be mad, hateful, and angry and bitter for the rest of your life. No, I can do all things. I can forgive.
Amen. You know, I tell people, Dr. Jolly, that why you go, why you do? Listen, I had an option. I could sit home in this house and look at the wall that I can't see, watch the television that I can't see, or I might as well go out in the world and enjoy the things that I can't see like everybody else. And so with that attitude, man, it lets me know that there's nothing that I can't do. And on October 15th through the 30th, I'm telling myself I can walk from Columbus, Ohio to Washington, D.C. to benefit the Face of Forgiveness Foundation and to benefit Mobile Center for Independent Living for people with disabilities.
Wow. This man is a man on a mission. I'm so inspired by him. I'm encouraged by him. I'm blessed by him. I know you are too. Doc, where can they reach you in terms of getting your books? And if they need you to come speak for one of the events, where do they go? What's your website?
Go to my website. Go to faceofforgiveness.com. You can find out how to reach me. You can also email me or you can reach me through Facebook. You can call me. I can give a number, 614-329-8565.
Say it one more time.
614-329-8565.
Wow, what a man. You are an inspiration to me, and I'm so grateful to Dr. Stan Harris for introducing us, the one and only Dr. Johannes J. Christian. I want to thank him. I want to thank our sponsor, Truist. They've been so supportive, and they will love this show because they are supporting those who are doing things in the community. And we are excited about partnering with a company like Truist. When BB&T and SunTrust merged, they had a merger of equals to inspire and build better lives and communities. And they're doing it and unleashing potential and power across America. Check them out at truist.com, T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Again, go to winwithwilly.com, sign up for the newsletter, and then join us Monday nights for Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, the broadcast. You can join us on Facebook at A Jolly Marriage, or sign up and follow us on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook and A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and then Follow me on LinkedIn, and you can get LinkedIn Live every Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. And remember to listen to me every morning across America at 8:20 Eastern, 7:20 Central, on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell with Wake Up and Win with Dr. Willie Jolly. You can get your free version, video version, though, when you go to winwithwillie.com and sign up. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, I am so grateful. I am grateful that you are part of my community, and that together we can forgive, we can make a difference, we can do what Dr. King said, we can do great things. What did Dr. King say in his last speech at Ebenezer Baptist Church? He said, if you want to be important, that's fine. If you want to be recognized, that's fine. But if you want to be great, then start serving somebody. You don't have to have a college education to serve somebody. You don't need to know Plato and Aristotle to serve somebody. You don't need to know Einstein's theory of relativity. All you need is a heart full of love and a soul generated by grace. And you can make a difference and serve somebody else. And if you serve somebody else, you will be great. Dr. Christian is an example, and I thank you all. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and for sure, your best is yet to come. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.